I'm excited to be here. I just moved to New York. That's a little bit about me. Moved to New York. Fucking sucks, right? Sucks because I had to find an apartment. Very shitty finding an apartment, right? Because you got to talk to all these landlords. They have all these fucked up questions, right? Like this one landlord, he asked me, he's like, "So, Bob, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?" Yeah, I was like, "Not if I want to fucking live here, I can. No." I did find a place, so I found a place way too expensive, way too small, best deal I found, by a long shot, right? And then I, like, get there, and he shows me around, and then at the end of it, he's like, "So, Bob, what do you think of the place?" And I was like, "Buddy, I gotta tell you, I think I just found my forever home." Yeah, he's like, "You're gonna live here more than 10 years?" I was like, no, I'm gonna kill myself this month. That's what's gonna happen here, all right? Anyways, here's first and last month's rent. He's like, "This is 1 month's rent." I was like, "Now you're getting it." "Yes, it is." I like the place. Only complaint, very thin walls. I can hear everything my downstairs neighbor is doing all the time, right? My downstairs neighbor is a white man named Jafar. All right, couple laughs. A lot of people acting like that's totally fucking normal for some reason. It's weird, right? Listens to a lot of rap music. I can hear it through the walls. Sings along. I can hear it through the walls. Said the N-word every time. I had to call him out on it. I was like, "Dude, you cannot say that." He's like, "I'm allowed to say it if I'm singing along to a song." Yeah, I was like, "Not when it's a song you wrote." There we go. Pretty good. This is fun. You guys drinking tonight? Yeah. All right, not really. Cool. That's cool, man. Hell yeah, that's fun. We got a lot of young people in here. Not really any old people in here drinking, which sucks. Because that's my favorite thing, is watching old people get nice and fucked up. They're way better at it than young people. Young people get fucked up. We're boring. We're like, "I think I love this girl at the club." Old people get fucked up. They're like, "I don't think I love your mother anymore." Good night. I don't drink anymore myself. Makes dating weird, right? Because I'll go for dinner with a girl. You know, she'll be like, "I'm going to get a drink." I'm like, "Do your thing." Then she's like, "Do you want to get a drink?" Then I have to be like, "Oh, no, I quit drinking." And then sometimes for some fucking reason, they'll be like, "Why did you quit drinking?" And I'm like, "Well, it's not for a bunch of cool reasons that'll make you horny. That's for sure." So I had to give it up forever, you know? It's not like I'm like, "Oh, it's making the ladies too wet." It's the bed a lot, actually. One time I was honest with a girl for some reason, though. I was like, I used to do this funny thing where I would get drunk then try and kill myself. "What are your hobbies?" "Baking? You're not gonna believe this. Put my head in an oven once. Let's fuck. What are we..." I have OCD as well. I have obsessive compulsive disorder, right? Which is pretty cool, you know, not a bad one to have. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people don't know this about obsessive compulsive disorder. You get intrusive thoughts, right? Which are thoughts you can't control. They get put in your head by the mental illness. They go against your core beliefs, try and make you feel like a bad person for having these thoughts. You can't control it. It sucks, right? Like, for instance, like, you might get a racist thought. That would make you feel terrible because you're not racist, right? Or you might get like a homophobic thought. That would make you feel awful because you're not homophobic, right? Or like I might get a thought about like fucking 8 dudes at the same time, raw, no condom. And that would make me feel horrible, right? Because I'm not your mom. Oh. Call her up, tell her I said it. No, I do have OCD, though, and the thing about my OCD is, like, I'm not obsessed with, like, cleaning or, like, washing the dishes or, like, turning the lights off or anything like that. I'm obsessed with, like, numbers and letters and the numerical value of letters and words, right? Which is, like, a weird one. Even other people with OCD don't get it. I'll tell someone I have OCD sometime. They'll be like, "Oh, my God, I have OCD, too. That's so crazy." Then I'll say, "That sentence had 6 O's, 2 C's, and your name adds up to 47. And they'll say, "Maybe I don't have that one." Goodbye. It's hard to explain to people. Even my therapist didn't get it. She's like, "Numbers, letters, what the fuck's going on up there?" I was like, "That's why I'm here too, believe it or not." So I just had to do an example for her. I took all the letters in her name and I added them up using a system that I created but works perfectly every time, trust me. I'll just do it for you guys so you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, you, what's your name?
Joanna.
Joanna, okay. Not the best name for this joke. I'll make it work. Don't worry, I'm a pro. No, Joanna's like a good name because like you have two N's in there, an A and an O, right? N plus A equals O. That's like baby stuff. Everyone knows that, right? And then J plus E, you don't have an E in there, but it is like half of J and one third of O. So you gotta like just have one. It's also the first numeral of five. So J plus E minus A, which you have, equals N, which is really nice. And then N plus O goes all the way back past Z to the start of the alphabet again and equals A. So like it closes the loop on the alphabet, which is really satisfying. So Joanna is a good name. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You don't have to clap. I know you don't know what the fuck I just did. Well, that's a good name, right? But I did that for my therapist. I was like, that's what's going on inside my head every single day, all the time, 24/7. Do you think I have OCD? And she said to me, she said, look, I never diagnose patients on the first visit, but you for sure have autism. So that's pretty cool. Also, I have an old father, right? I have an old father. Yeah, big old father back there. There we go. Is he getting fucked up tonight or what? I don't have time to talk to you. Don't know why I did that. hush. kidding. No, I got an old dad, man. I have an old father, right? Like, he's getting too old to use technology, you know? Like, my dad, he always sends me these fucked up chain emails that he sends to his buddies he used to work with. And he always sends them to me. I got in there somehow. And I always open them because they have normal titles, right? Like, recently he sent me one and the title of it was just, How You Know She's Good to Go. And I was like, surely that won't be the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my life. Open it up, right? Expecting a picture of a car with a new paint job or something. It's a picture of a woman's vagina, thumbs up, shaved into the pubes. Yeah, I was like, Dad, what kind of relationship do you think that we have? Do you think we were like roommates in college or something? But I didn't say that. What I did was I wrote, please don't send me this shit into my pubes and send him a photo. That's how I decided to deal with it, right? Pretty cool. My dad is. He's 75 years old, you know what I mean? And my sister just had kids, right? And she keeps telling me that I need to have kids now. She's like, Bobby, you gotta have kids. I was like, I don't think I want kids. She's like, you have to have kids. I was like, not for me. She's like, you gotta. I was like, why? She's like, you have to give dad grandchildren. Yeah, I was like, dad is 75. Like, he worked on the rigs for 60 years, smoked for 50, you know what I mean? He's got 5 years left, guys. I'm just saying, like, the kids are gonna live till 80, you know? That's not good time, man. Like, you wouldn't give, like, a Make-A-Wish kid a tortoise, you know? I'm like, I'm not gonna give dad grandchildren. I'll take dad to meet John Cena. How about that, okay? John comes out, he's like, you can't see me. I'm like, he can't hear you either, John. Hearing aids are in the car, actually. He is. We have a family group chat. He's in there, you know what I mean? And the name of the family group chat is called Baby Talk, which is already a bad name. You don't want to be on a date with a girl and get a text that just says, Dad, Baby Talk. But we called it Baby Talk because my sister had the two kids, right? We made this group chat to talk about them. But the problem is, it's the only group chat with my whole family. So it just turned into a group chat about whatever the fuck my dad wants to talk about that day. Like, I'll give you guys an example. My dad used the Baby Talk group chat to announce that my uncle died. It's a weird day in Baby Talk, okay? I'll just read you what happened that day in Baby Talk. So it starts out normal, right? It's a picture of my sister and my niece eating a bowl of ice cream. Aww. Then my sister said, sometimes we nap, sometimes we make homemade ice cream instead. And then my mom said, looks good. And then my dad said, Bill is gone. And my sister said, oh my God. And I said, yeah, oh my God. Talk about babies or get the fuck out of here. So there's one last thing before I head out. I used to be in an open relationship. If you don't know what that is, that's... easy. Do you have trauma?
No. I can imagine.
You can imagine. My God, this guy thinks I'm completely unfuckable. Well, lucky guess, asshole. You're right. No, if you guys don't know what an open relationship is, that's where you and your girlfriend can have sex with a bunch of different people. Or in my case, my girlfriend can have sex with a bunch of different people. And I can take a lot of nice girls out for coffee. My male friends, I always used to get on my ass about it. They're like, you really feel comfortable with that? That's your girlfriend. Dude, she's fucking other guys. You actually feel comfortable with that? That could be the mother of your children. Yeah, to be like, guys, shut the fuck, relax, okay? Calm down. There is no way they're going to be my children. Are you kidding me? Those are his. I raise them. He pays child support. That's passive income, dumbass. It's another revenue stream, idiot. Okay? She's not a slut. She's an entrepreneur, fellas. One time during the open relationship show, though, she did have sex with a rapper I was a big fan of, and this is how big of a fan I was of this guy. He dropped a new album, still tried to listen to it. And it was the first time in my life I ever listened to a rapper, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I like the way this dude talks about women, actually. Oh, bitches ain't shit? That's weird. She meant the fucking world to me, dude. All right, you guys have been amazing. I've been Bobby Warner. Thank you.